The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. Rend Lake Area Tourism at rendlake.com. A little bit of heaven at exit 77 on Interstate 57. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces.
Hello everyone, this is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me. Hey everybody, Chauncey here, and let me tell you, I am excited because I'm at the All Canada Show in the Kane County Fairgrounds in St. Charles, Illinois, and I want you to come out here, have some fun, be part of the great outdoors, indoors, even if it's cool outside or cold outside, the temperature will warm up, don't worry about it. But come on out, let's have some fun, let's talk Canadian trips, let's talk about big walleye, big pike, big muskie, big hunting trips, and a lot more. Oh, bring the family, bring all the buddies. Ladies, a bunch of you ladies need to plan a trip. I got some great lodges you can go up to and enjoy a week of the Canadian experience and catch a lot of fish and just kind of recharge those batteries before you get home. But besides, on today's show, we're going to also have Sarah Trampy. She's a TV host and a great angler. Oh, she really good. From the Sportsman's Journal show. She's going to be speaking at the show with her husband. And we also are going to have Tim Mondel from the Forest Preserve District of Cook County on the show today to talk about all the cool things to do in the month of February in the Cook County Forest Preserves. And then we'll have Mr. James Crowley. Yes, Mr. Crowley himself. Mr. Canada himself will be on the program to talk about all the great fishing trips that you can plan and get to talk to people up there and how the borders are wide open in Canada and just come out and help you plan your trip to the Great North. Then in the last segment of the show, we're going to get a little bit of fishing reports and some outdoor news if we can fit it in. But you know what? First things first, let's hear from Sarah Trampy from the Sportsman's Journal TV show. Hey, everybody. We're still at All Canada. Come on out to the All Canada show. But you know what? I'm really excited because we have with us a television personality, Sarah Trampy from what's called Sportsman's Journal. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Sarah, what are you going to be doing at this show that is so much fun with the people?
Well, we have a booth here for our resort, Cliff Lake Resorts, and then I'm also giving seminars. So Tyler, my husband, who's also my co-host on Sportsman's Journal, has a seminar today and on clear water walleyes, and then I'll have one tomorrow. Bobber down is my topic.
Bobber down on Saturday, correct?
Sunday. Mine is on Sunday. Yeah.
Okay, so Sunday is bobber down, and what's on Saturday?
Tyler's clear water walleyes.
Okay, but you have no problem, you know, at Cliff Lake Lodge here, having people come up to you and talk to you about fishing and the lady. I want the ladies to come out and talk to you because they have to realize it's so much fun to go to Canada.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. And no, I have no problem with that. I would love to talk fishing with anybody who has questions. And yeah, it's all, I love seeing more and more women coming up to Canada, fishing more, getting out in the outdoors. We're seeing more kids. It's a phenomenal thing to see because the outdoors is amazing. And to get outside and to fish and catch fish and to have the ladies doing it more and more is just great. And so, no, I have no problem talking to anybody about it.
Sarah, I got to tell everybody out there, and you're probably going to be hitting me after I do the interview, but you know, you got a booth.
you're doing seminars, and best of all, you got your little daughter running around having a field day. So it's like, ladies, if you're listening to us, you could see mom enjoying the outdoors with the kids and her husband and everybody else, right?
Yep. Yes. So I know being a woman, you know, from that perspective, like we juggle a lot of things with the household. We have to juggle kids' schedules. We carry a lot of that on our shoulders. And so sometimes it might feel daunting or exhausting to even think about getting outside and doing those things. But, you know, just I think having a conversation with your significant other, your spouse, or whoever's going to be out in the boat with you about expectations, a kind of what to expect. Tyler and I have those conversations, expectations of we need to have her entertained, or we need to have her busy, or food, snacks are a big thing out in the boat. Snacks are a big thing here in the booth. But, you know, just making sure that you have those expectations so that you can get out and enjoy the outdoors as well, and you don't have to carry that full burden.
Now, your seminar on Sunday, what was that again?
Bobber Down.
I can hear everybody screaming. And what are we going to be? What's that going to be about?
So great question. So Bobber Down, I actually have a red and white spring bobber on my front page picture, but I'll give it away here. We're going to be talking about slip bobbers and the most effective way to use slip bobbers, how to use them throughout different seasons. And they're just an amazing, really, really good tool to use. And you can use them as beginning anglers up to an experienced angler.
Cool. Now, quickly, your show, Sportsman's Journal, is on a variety of stations, right?
Correct, yeah. So we are on the Bally Sports kind of family. We're on North Wisconsin. We're on Midwest there. So we're on at, I believe, 8:30 Saturday morning on Midwest, and then it's 11:30 on North and Wisconsin. And then we're also on The Pursuit at various airings throughout the week, and we air December through March on those platforms.
And I have to ask you, tell me a little bit about Cliff Lake. I have to hear it.
So Cliff Lake is, we're just shy of 6,000 acres. So it's, for down here, it's a big lake. But when you go up in Canada, we barely register on the map. It's clear water. We have the big five species, so we're multi-species. So lake trout, muskie, smallmouth bass. We have big walleye, so we're quality over quantity on walleye. And northern, we have a few northern, but a lot more muskie.
So basically, you have a plethora of all of the species.
That's a great word. Yes, we do. Yes.
I love that word, too.
Yes. Yes, we do. Yeah. So multi-species angler. We also have some portage lakes or some cache lakes if people are looking for kind of the adventure into the bush lake. So we kind of have a variety of things. And we're drive to. We're right off the highway. And we're all housekeeping. So all the cabins have kitchens.
So you're making it as easy as possible for people to come out and enjoy the great outdoors.
Absolutely, yes. And as of October 1st, 2022, there are no border restrictions. All you need is your passport to get into Canada and to come home into the state. So we are excited to welcome everyone back.
If somebody wants to get more information, I want them to come to the show to talk to you. But if they can't make it to the show, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, they can check us out. So sportsmansjournaltv.com. We're also on various social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. And then they can also look up clifflakeresorts.com as well. Tyler and I are part owner and manage that throughout the summer. We're up there May through October.
You are the all-encompassing great outdoors woman. I love this, Sarah.
Oh, you're making me blush. Thank you. I try. I love it. I absolutely love being outside, and it makes me feel rejuvenated, so I love doing it.
Cool. Well, everybody got to come down here. See Sarah at the All Canada Show. Come to Cliff Lake booth. You'll see her and her husband and the kids probably running around, and it's a great place to listen to her. Learn more about the great outdoors and have fun. Sarah, thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. For only $14.95, Big Issues, loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH. Know that Midwest Outdoors Magazine includes a state section for where you live. Each month you get the information that matters to you and where you hunt and fish. For only $14.95, you get Big Issues of the best of the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market, right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people, hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago. Let's fish it.
Ice fish, baby. Ice fish, baby. Hey guys, stop. Grab your bait and listen. Ice is on the lake, so we're going fishing. With me is my best friend Mike. We're hitting Lake Poygan for the trophy fight. Will I catch a perch? Hey, I guess so. I got some new jigs and a brand new Zebco. I loaded up the truck with all my new gear.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Hope you're enjoying yourself. We're out at the All Canada Show. I want to stand up and sing the Canadian National Anthem. I've been saying that for weeks. But on the phone, we don't have to go far to get in the great outdoors. We have the Forest Preserve District of Cook County, Mr. Tim Mundell on, because it's the first Saturday of the month. Hey, Tim.
Good morning, Chauncey. How are you?
I'm doing okay, buddy. It's February. What happened to November and December?
Oh, this winter weather in Chicago. I've long contended that the seasons are, I don't know, they're extending and going later on in the year.
Mm-hmm.
Where the snow really starts to come in February and doesn't leave until mid-March. But, yeah. Hey, that's all right. We embrace it as much as we can.
Right, because we all know by the end of March, we're back in our shorts and T-shirts.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, February is the month of changing in the forest preserves. Life is starting to emerge from the ground and starting to do several other things. And, you know, it's just, it's being exciting. And it's the month of love in the forest preserve, isn't it?
In the forest preserve.
Mm-hmm.
I would argue with three little kids running around, there isn't much embracing here. We're just trying to get through the day at my house. No, absolutely. We've got, you know, it's funny you bring that up because River Trail Nature Center up in the Northbrook region, they have their annual Sweethearts Night Hike. And it's been so popular over the years, even through COVID. Because you can still space out and you can do your 6 feet of distance, the whole social distancing side of it all. But they actually offer a couple of different Sweetheart Night hikes.
Yeah.
Really. it's really fun. It's really intimate. It's just so unique because, one, being in the preserves at night is a huge no-no on our side.
Yeah.
So when we offer an event like this, we really take advantage. So, yeah, they have something going on the 6th and something on the 11th, if I remember correctly. And it's registration only. They usually have some beverages and some food, and you can go take a illumination-style walk through the trail systems with a guided staff member. It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, one of the things about the Forest Preserve, the night hikes, this is going to sound, from when I used to live in the woods, that's a strange statement, I know. When I lived in the woods, through most of the year, you've got all kinds of night noises going on. In the winter, a lot of those insects and critters and stuff are dormant. You may hear a great horned owl, but your ears are literally trying to pick up sound. I mean, they are stretching to hear something because that's the human body. It wants to hear something, and it's going, you know, I'm going to listen. And you're stretching your senses to hear something, and you really can. I just love it. Oh, my God. I love being in the woods in the wintertime. It's just such a cool thing.
Glad you run this outdoor show because you really bring up a lot of the programs or at least some of the creative processes when we set up these programs that leads right into our whole like wellness, meditation, embracing that connection with nature. In the wintertime is a good time for us to do that because of the weather. So they're smaller, more intimate mindfulness or meditative walks or forest therapy walks going on in different locations. And then they can get back inside and we're on with some hot cocoa or some tea and just kind of reflect on what they just learned and what they embraced. Yeah, we have tons of those. We do them obviously year round, but the wintertime is a wonderful time to do it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So let's talk about some of the programs, buddy.
Yeah, absolutely. I kind of brought it up in January and back in December because of the weather, because it's a little bit colder. We don't do these large scale celebrations. We just simply don't have shelters and pavilions that can house hundreds and hundreds of people. And that's perfectly fine. This is a nice time for us to refresh our bodies and kind of get back at it. We kind of do these long, large programs year-round. So we need that just from the staff side. But with that said, the Forest Reserves has really become a strong advocate for the racial equity, diversity, and inclusion notion. We want all-inclusive. We want to embrace everybody and everything. In doing so, each month usually has some theme. So February is Black History Month. So we try to do is offer a few different programs throughout the month to embrace that side of it, to bring out as much as we can for the community, for staff members, for everybody. So, sorry, just got an email at the same time as I'm talking. Par for the course.
Yeah, it is. It's okay.
Never ending. Mm-hmm. So anyways, at Bemis Woods, not too far from somebody I know.
Yeah.
There is
Chauncey headquarters.
Something going, it's exactly right over there. There's a poetry trail going on the 8th at Bemis at 10 a.m. where they can, you know, assume you create poetry or you read different poetry celebrating Black history, and then you kind of walk the trail systems. And unique. What else do we have going on the 25th? There's actually two different things for folks kind of who are in the south or southeast region of the county. At Sandridge Nature Center, they're hosting their annual Underground Railroad Walks. I said that slowly, Railroad Walks. And then if you're on the north side and you want to stop on by, you can go by our Volunteer Resource Center off of Caldwell and Central. And then we actually have a celebration as well at 10 a.m. Again, learn a little about the Forest Reserve, learn about the staff, learn a little bit about culture as well.
Yeah, I mean, if there's snow, I know there's some snowshoeing programs. If there's snow, there's some snowshoeing programs and cross-country skiing. You got a really neat program on February 18th, and you don't have to be in the Forest Reserve. It's a Zoom presentation.
Oh, the conservation at home, the native garden?
Right, because the outside of my house is all native plants. I don't water them. I don't do anything with them. They grow. And the neat thing is something is blooming from April to November.
Yes, that's we partner with University of Illinois Extension, and who's their master naturalists are just phenomenal to work with. And yeah, so oftentimes we offer these Zoom presentations that help, again, trying to create the forest in your home in some regard. Maybe people don't want it inside the house, but outside the house is the perfect spot. So yeah, we'll have monthly Zoom presentations. Actually, we're going to do a Kickstart Your Garden in March, but I could talk about that in a month's time. Yeah, so also along those workshops, we have our continuing woodworking with invasives. We can create wooden spoons or hiking sticks or butter knives, something to that effect. We work with a couple of different instructors as well. As creative and experienced as our team is, it's also nice to be able to have strong, valued partners. And doing so, we can put on more workshops around the county. So we're going to have a Knitting in Nature at Swallowcliff Pavilion on the 15th. There's going to be a macrame going on the 16th up at VRC, or Volunteer Resource Center. And then we're actually doing a dyeing and printmaking coming up at Volunteer Resource Center as well. Chauncey, what's really unique about that is we're using all natural sources. Our instructor actually has the ability to extract all that from her farm. So we have a use for this. It's really great to kind of, what is it? I don't know if it's called upcycle, recycle, but you can use everything, every part of some plant or some species to create these dyes. It's pretty cool.
It sounds like it. It sounds like it. Like I said, there are so many different programs. I mean, later in February, it's on my birthday, as a matter of fact. It's yoga in the woods. And
yeah, you're going to be there, right?
Oh, yeah. I'll be in my little outfit there, you know, put your left ankle behind your right ear. Yeah, no problem. No, it's yoga.
Some Icy Hot or some other Asper cream or something in the back end.
Yeah. My youngest daughter's a yoga instructor, and she really has said doing yoga is, and it's not what you people, you know, think of it as an, you know, weird contraption, you know, you're bending your body. No, it's just doing things, and it helps not just your stretching ability, but it helps everything in your body, your mind, your soul, your heart. It's really interesting, and she's taught me a lot about it. So, I mean, I tell a lot of people, you need to go check out the yoga program in the Forest Preserve on the 26th at, hold on a second, I'll give you a place. It's...
It's probably at Swallowcliff, is my guess, just because of the pavilion. But, so actually along those lines, you're seeing more of that as well.
Little Red Schoolhouse. Little Red Schoolhouse.
Oh, Little Red, yeah, because of the indoor center.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot more with that involved. We try to do these low physical impact style programs, just making your body healthier. I mean, I'm the last person to speak. I'm usually just running on coffee, but... to be able to get out and do some of those things really draws a different connection. I've talked about it, you know, almost tirelessly about that, but it does work, and it's true, and it's really great. Another physical component, if you want to get the appetite going, you've got something going on Sunday the 12th. Most people are probably glued to the television for 3 or 4 hours. You can kind of stimulate that metabolism. Jump on out. We have a Super Bowl pregame walk going on there.
Hey, that's cool.
That was at Crabtree Nature Center up in Barrington.
I'm going to have to go to that one. I got to clear my schedule. I got to go to that one. That's going to be fun.
It'll be nice. Crabtree's great. It's undergoing a big renovation for their nature center to kind of bring it more modern and up to speed. But yeah, it's really nice programs they have going on. And then for maybe some of those early risers, there's a 6 a.m. I said that, 6 a.m. walk at Little Red Schoolhouse on February 16th to kind of take in the new day. We've got a candlelight walk at Sandwich Nature Center on the 17th, and then a plethora of different walks. You know, some are snowshoeing based on minimum 4 inches of snow. Sometimes it's a campground walk. There's a little bit of everything. One of your favorite areas at Sandridge, at the SAGWA Environmental Learning Center, they're actually celebrating Berkey Week. I think it's the second to last week in February, all week. So you can go out there, ski with wood skis, wood knickers, or dress like a Viking to win a prize. You can answer daily trivia. Pretty cool. It's a nice way to celebrate that region and some of the trail systems in that region as well.
Cool. Hey, if somebody wants to get more information about the Forest Preserves, how do I do it and find out all these cool and more programs?
Sure. The easiest and most, I guess, reflective way of the day-to-day real-time changes, et cetera, is go to our website at fbcc.com.
Sounds good to me. Everybody check it out. Tim, thanks for coming on, and we'll talk to you next month, but we'll see you out on the trail somewhere in the Forest Preserve
District.
Sounds
great, John. So you appreciate it very much.
All right, buddy. Take care. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine is looking to expand their 5-star rated marine mechanic staff. So become part of Waterworks staff and feel what it's like to be part of the best marine mechanic staff in the entire Midwest. With training, benefits, good pay, and more. When people know you're a marine mechanic at Waterworks, they know you're now part of the best of the best. For job inquiries, call 708-798-9700 or contact them at waterworks.com and tell them Chauncey sent you. Chauncey here. When you hold a Daiwa reel in your hands, you know it feels right the very first time. With Daiwa's new mag-sealed reels, you feel the highest quality reel on the market with the smoothness from friction that no other reel on the market can compare to. Stop by the Fishing Department of Bedford Sales and Outdoors Open House in Morris, Illinois this weekend, February 3rd through the 5th, and hold a Daiwa reel and Tatula rod in your hand. It will be your favorite reel and rod from that day forward. Daiwa, born to fish.
The All Canada Show.
The border is open. The fish are biting. Come up to Canada. The All Canada Show is the largest gathering of Canadian lodges in the U.S. Meet the lodge owners, see great seminars, and enjoy an ice-cold Labatt Blue. We're giving away a trip to Temple Bay Lodge. Kids get in free, and everyone gets a free daredevil lure on opening night, February 2nd through the 5th, at the Kane County Fairgrounds. Free parking. Details and discounted tickets at allcanada.com.
The All Canada Show.
Hey, man, you seen that bear go by here?
A bear?
Yeah, man, he had on a Ranger's hat.
A bear with a Ranger's hat? Aw, come on, man.
Yeah, man, he had a shovel in his hand, too.
Oh, did he have a picnic basket, too?
No, man, not that bear. You know, like the bear that checks out the forest, man.
Oh, what's he checking out, man?
Well, like he's checking out for careless people, man, who start fires in the forest.
Well, that sounds real heavy, man.
Hey, well, it is. You know, like every year some dude forgets to put out his campfire and a match or a cigarette or something else, you know, and like thousands of acres go up in smoke.
Up in smoke, man?
That's right. Yeah, smoke. Like in fire that could burn up this place.
Yeah?
Yeah, and that's why the bear, he says, only you can prevent forest fires.
Hey, I know that bear, man. What's his name again?
Smokey Bear.
Well, why do you need him for, man?
Because I need a ride back to the city.
A public service of the Forest Service, USDA, your state foresters, and the Ad Council.
If you want to stay in the know on the latest outdoor news and information across America, go to Facebook/Chauncey's Great Outdoors and like us and become one of the sportsmen in the know with Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, fish on!
You can't catch fish. You can't catch fish. Can't catch fish.
No.
You can't catch fish.
No.
I got a little story about.
Hi, this is Ski Reese, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Big fish contest. It's $1,000 cash for the biggest and the best. But I told them, guy, you're making a mistake. You don't stand a chance catching fish on the slate. Cause hey, you can pray, you want to wish. But let me tell you something, guy. You can't fish.
No.
I told you there, guy.
No.
Can't catch fish. What do you think you're doing?
No.
Can't catch fish.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And on the phone with me right now, yes, we have the man who I keep saying that when I come back in my next life, I'm going to be resurrected as Mr. Jim Crowley. Yay!
Hey! As always, tell you, you got to get out more.
That's true. I do have to get out here. But Jim, besides coming on our show numerous times throughout the year, he's going to be at the unbelievable Oh, Canada, to the Isle of... Okay, the All Canada show in Kane County.
Yeah, this is the... We're excited to be back. This is the 40th anniversary of the All Canada show. And just like they told us, you know, make sure everybody knows. It's going to be fun going to Canada this year. No jabs, no mask, no cards, no nothing. Bring your passport. The border is open, bring your fishing and hunting gear, and let's plan a trip to Canada.
Oh, God, yes. We need to plan your trip, get out there, have some fun. And, you know, the show is this week, and it started a couple of days ago. But today on Saturday, it's from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And then on Sunday, it's from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., which is plenty enough time for you to come out there. They're at Kane County Fairgrounds in St. Charles. It's on North Avenue, like they would say in Chicago. I live on North Avenue, but really North Avenue and Randall Road. Simple to get to. Honestly, everyone, you either take North Avenue out or you run up Randall Road from the 88 and you're there lickety-split having a great time. But the lodge owners, I think, are more excited to be back than we are going to the show.
there's no doubt. When we started this off in Milwaukee, there were hugs and laughs and tears and everything, you know, for all of them. And everybody was so, so excited. And we saw the same thing in Green Bay. And everybody kept talking about, just wait till we go to Chicago. Just wait till we go to Chicago. You know, and with over 90 lodges here this weekend, we are seeing that excitement. We're seeing that craziness. It's just a whole bunch of fun, man. If you guys haven't been to the show yet this weekend, please get here. There's going to be a lot of very, very happy people, very happy to see all of you.
Oh, yes. And I mean, but it's not just, yes, I always said Ontario is just a suburb of Chicago, but it's straight north. That's all you got to do. But you're going to have places from, you know, like Manitoba is going to be there. I mean, I know my own doctor, you know, part of the Chauncey's Great Outdoors medical team, Dr. Gross. He goes to Elk Island Lodge and Outpost. Matter of fact, if you stop over there, make sure you say, hey, Chauncey told me to stop over here and talk to you. I mean, we're talking super trips up in the Manitoba. There's some other places that I'm just, you know, arbitrarily throwing a dart at the board that are there. I mean, you know, you had, you know, there was Dunlap's, Bolton Lake, and that's just in Manitoba. But, oh, my gosh, and then you work into the Northwest Territory, and what, there's another one there. And then, of course, the biggest majority of the lodges are from Ontario. And I know your second address, I think you got a driver's license that says Ontario, doesn't it, Jim?
For years I had one, should have said Manitoba. I've got one for Ontario too, but for years, years and years ago, I was writing for Travel Manitoba too, so at least once or twice a year, I was going there. And my dad started taking me to Canada when I was 7. So there's over 40 years of fishing Ontario, Manitoba, Saskatchewan, and a lot of great adventures, a lot of great memories. And we were actually rehashing some of these out of the past shows. And just a lot of laughs and a lot of fun. And I'm thinking about it right now, just so you know, tomorrow, Sunday, is all veterans get in free. So that it every Sunday at the show has been so much fun, and I've actually got to see some of our vets that I haven't seen in the last couple of years, and so far Chicago's been no different. And that's kind of like old home week for me anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the whole thing, but there's just so much fun going right now. And just for those of you who haven't been to the show yet, it's over 90 lodges and outfitters. There's quite a bit to do here. There's a great kid zone. There's a great, if you don't know about this yet, there's something called You Book It, We Buy It. So if you book a trip at the show, your name gets thrown in a hat, and if your name gets picked, the All Canada Show buys your trip.
Can I spray that ticket with some sticky stuff?
it's a pretty cool deal, man. It's got a lot of people excited because, you know, you go, well, that's a one in something chance. I got news for you. It's better than winning a lottery. your chances are better than that.
You can't.
So, you know, if they pick your name, you just not only went to the show and had a whole bunch of Labatt's beer, you just got your trip paid for.
Oh, God, yes. And I definitely know that, you know, our good friend, Mr. Jim Crowley, that we're speaking to here, you know, he's doing Trophy Pike, Keys to Success. Then there's Jim Sarek is going to be there, the Canadian Muskie Made Easy. Tyler, I think it's a...
Tyler Trampy, yeah. Tyler does Trampy? A good seminar. Yeah, and so does his wife, Sarah. They both do very, very good seminars. Obviously, anybody who knows Jimmy Sarek knows he does fantastic mm-hmm. ones. I mean, he is one of the number one Muskie individuals in the country, period.
Yeah, and I'll be sitting in my booth having way too much fun and stuff like that. but I mean, you know, that's a great seminar lineup. You've got tickets, I think daily tickets. If you buy them at the door, they're 12.
Yeah, they're 12, and then if you get a weekend pass, it's $15. And
right.
And I will tell you this, there's been a lot of people getting that weekend pass. I think they really, you know, we're, Chauncey, you and I have known each other for years, buddy, and we're a social people. And people were so happy to be back to doing what we do
mm-hmm.
that there was a lot of weekend passes sold. Because one, it's a great deal, and two, this is a really cool show. I've always said this about the All Canada show. This is not the show where you go to see where you are inundated with gutter salesmen and Ginsu knives and luggage. This is the All Canada show.
Mm-hmm.
Any and everything here is about Canada, period, end of story. The only way you are not going to get a question answered at this show is if you don't ask it.
Yeah. That's a very true statement, and
it's just a great place to find out any and everything you need to know about your upcoming adventure.
Yeah. Now, we're going to have the walleye lunch, I think, aren't we?
Oh yeah, the shore lunch is there, and that's been doing very, very well. And and then there is Labatt and Labatt's Light featured. At the show, and while we were talking about seminars, I was going to mention, I have a very fun seminar this year, along with the Pike one, called Smallmouth Top to Bottom, and we go over some new equipment and some new things that I've been trying,
mm-hmm.
And so we're going to really get in-depth about that, and as I tell everybody, especially in Chicago, before you come to see me, drink up, because I get funnier.
I thought when you said you're going to have a fun seminar, we're doing Labatt Top to Bottom.
And it wouldn't last very long. It's only 12 ounces, buddy.
Well, we'll just have to have a few of them there, you know?
Boy, there you go.
But the thing is, yes, everyone talks about the Canadian trips for summer fishing, whether you're a walleye nut, smallmouth nut, bass nut, musky nut, big northern pike, because some, you know, there are certain lakes that and are better known for...
Sure.
You know, sure. Species of fish. And you also learn about what the difference is, whether is it something that you want to cook all your own meals, or is there a lodge that you want to go and you want them to take care of everything so you just relax. And this is also, and I'm not saying this because the women that I know are great fishermen.
Mm-hmm.
The ladies want to go with you guys. I hate to tell you this. They want to go. They're also going to outfish you. Just so you know, they are going to outfish you.
Well, there's no question there. And this year so far already, I've seen a lot more husband and wives in my seminars, which is always a lot of fun. Because some of the things that I'm teaching in this seminar and discussing, I'm saying, guys, I got news for you right now. The women are going to be better at it. And I'm not just saying that. I'll give you two reasons why. One is they pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
And two, they have patience.
Yes. Which we know, which men don't have.
Either one. Right. So we know that, you know, in the you can see the wives shaking their heads at their husbands, but it's a true mm-hmm. fact. Just over seminars I've taught over all these years, I think this year is my 30th year in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I've seen all those years is that there is without question that women pay better attention and have no preconceived notions compared to what we do, what guys yeah. do. And so when you teach them something, they take it, and they're one of the first ones to come back the following year or mm-hmm. another time when they see you and go, that worked. Well, I'm glad it worked. Well, it probably worked because you paid attention, and you took your time and learned how to do it. So women, in most chances, cases, when it comes to fishing, in a lot of cases, are more successful than guys are.
Yeah. And, you know, I hate to tell you this, guys, even before the trip you're to go home, make the ride home, that special person in your house is already writing the check out to reserve next year. Because whether if they fish, they had a great time fishing. Let's say they didn't want to fish and they just wanted to relax. You know, honey, get out of here. Leave me alone for the day. And they read a book. They took a nap. They did whatever, you know. They yeah. relaxed. They let Mother Nature just absorbed all of that stress from their body and said, honey, you go. I'm going to enjoy a book, little glass of ice water, hint, hint. You know. Whatever. And or they're going to go out fishing with you and out fish you. So, guys, don't. And your daughters want to go with you. You right. have no idea how much more your daughters want to go fishing with you to Canada than your sons are. They really do. They're dying for you to take them to Canada. Just take them along. It's okay.
My daughter, when I first, and you met, you know, she's my stepdaughter, but I call her my daughter.
Because she's your daughter.
She is. Yeah. And so, when you remember years ago when we'd bring her to the show, she'd want to be, you know, she was all into it and everything. And then when I started building rods, she's like, well, can you help me build a rod? Well, sure. And then she's like, well, can we go out and catch a fish on this rod? Well, sure. Mm-hmm. You know, and so there's just a lot. One of the coolest things about Canadian experiences is that it's not just about you and a bunch of buddies.
No.
There is everything there for a budget for a family. Mm-hmm. There is everything to do. And that's one of the best things at this show is you can figure out what you want to accomplish. Mm-hmm. And there are more than enough people there to answer those questions and help you to accomplish whatever goal you've set out to do.
Exactly. Hey, there's a contest with Temple Bay Lodge, I think.
Yeah, there's going to be a giveaway there that somebody, on top of everything else that we've told you,
mm-hmm.
That somebody's going to win a trip to Temple Bay Lodge. And so there's just there are lots of opportunities here. One, to get away, and two, to get away, possibly have a trip paid for, or just to get an all-together trip. This is a completely separate contest.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to do this weekend
mm-hmm.
at the All Canada Show.
Right. And I'm like I said, just don't walk past them. Stop, talk, listen.
Yeah.
I can't remember. There was a great lodge. And I love the lodges that are large lodges with a lot of activities and stuff like that. But then, you know, maybe you're looking for the smaller Anakin's Lodge that's on that island. I'm just trying to put a blank on it. What was that, Jim?
Plenty of small ones, yep.
Yeah, Young's Wilderness Camp, another fantastic. It's a mom-and-pop operation. This is where you can't go wrong, you're going to enjoy it. And that's why I want people...
There are some great ones there. There's one just over the border called Shady Roost that is a phenomenal place. It's gotten so good that there's corporations that use it, but yet there's plenty of, I don't know the correct word, littleness, or... You can just go with the family, and it may fit your perfect budget. It's only a couple hours over the border. There are so many more to choose from. There's everything from a hop, skip, and jump over the border all the way into that ultimate fly-in adventure where that's what you're going for. You want something completely where I say you want to fly somewhere to where the only thing your cell phone does is act as a paperweight.
Yeah, nice paperweight.
Yeah, and that. And in some, you and I both know, I'm sure, as all your a lot of your listeners, that sometimes that's not a bad thing.
No, it's not a bad thing at all. I mean, this is where people can get out and enjoy it and be part of it, and that's why I think it's so nice. And you know, when you've heard us mention a couple of lodges, tell them, hey, I heard this on Chauncey's Great Outdoors, just so they knew where Jim and I were talking about them, because they need to hear into that and realize that we want so many people to get out there and have some fun and just do a great time. You said the Kids World. What are they doing to the Kids World?
So the kids, there's a section off there where kids can go, like, in a little tent, like, pretend they're camping, coloring books and coloring things. They can have their pictures taken with these monster cutout big fish. It's really cool. There's just fun things to keep. And I will say this as well. I said a lot of husband and wives. I saw a lot of young children running around where mom and dad were sitting down planning things, and at least they had a little kid zone really close by so mom and dad could look at things, keep the eyes on the kids. You know, they're using crayons and coloring and all kinds of things like that. So there is plenty. There is plenty for the entire family to do.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, you know, I remember the two camps that we just mentioned. One was the Young's camp that's on an island, and also mm-hmm. Abicom, team, the ABABIKON, another great, okay. You know, they've been there for years, and it's a small family operation, but you're on an island. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
This is
Century Life. Another one.
Is Century like that too? Oh my, I didn't know Century was that way too.
Evans Bay, and I've been there a couple times, and it's on an island, and I've literally caught smallmouth off the dock time of year, and there's been big muskies caught off the dock there. The island thing is pretty cool. I mean, I'll just say it's pretty cool. They're never had to go far for good fishing, and it was just a neat adventure of being on an island, and the cabins are always really nice. There's a lot to choose from, and I think. Just so people know, too, if you have the opportunity to attend one of my seminars and you haven't been there, I can promise you this. I can promise you an extremely high energy, very informative, and very entertaining show. There is going to be some fun stuff, getting the crowd to be interactive while I'm there. I want you to have fun. I want you to remember it, and I want you to get more out of it
and help
you enjoy the trip to Canada.
And pick up your brand new Lund boat right in the lobby of the show. Because that's where there's four Lund boats from Waterworks Marine right there. Can't go wrong with that either, you know. No, Jim, I'm looking forward to this, and I promise I won't steal your fishing rods.
Yeah, like last time, I still owe you for that one.
Yeah, I didn't say nothing about your tackle box, but I won't steal your fishing rods. Jim, once again, the hours of the show, it's going to be Saturday and Sunday. I want people to come out, have some fun. We're going to just laugh. We're going to be part of this. We're just going to be...
We're going to do what we do, buddy. We're going to have a great time.
Oh, my God, yes.
10 to 6, Saturday all day, 10 to 4 tomorrow, and Sunday, please. And God bless you all. Yep. All the veterans, get in.
On Sunday. And remember, you know... Oh, Canada, I'm ready to go.
Sung by you at the show, I think people will show up.
Yeah, in French, too. But, okay, I will let you be my friend.
God bless you and all our listeners. I'll see you later today.
Once again, Crowley and me on the air. We're off the track 30 seconds after we started. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
The All Canada Show.
The border is open. The fish are biting. Come up to Canada. The All Canada Show is the largest gathering of Canadian lodges in the U.S. Meet the lodge owners, see great seminars, and enjoy an ice-cold Labatt Blue. We're giving away a trip to Temple Bay Lodge. Kids get in free, and everyone gets a free daredevil lure on opening night, February 2nd through the 5th, at the Kane County Fairgrounds. Free parking. Details and discounted tickets at allcanada.com.
The All Canada Show.
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours.
Waterworks Marine is taking deposits for the 2023 models of Lund and Low boats, all powered by a Mercury outboard, at a price you can lock in today. That's right. The assembly line is working on those 2023 models, and at Waterworks Marine, you can get the boat of your dreams for 2023. But if you have a boat and need service, parts, supplies, or just want to repower that boat with a new Mercury outboard, make only one stop. That's Waterworks Marine. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop by at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them Chauncey sent you. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile. The hottest new big fish lure on the market is the Bessie from Daiwa and is available only at Anglers International Resources, 1272 East Dundee Road, Palatine, Illinois. The Bessie comes in 6 different color patterns and it will entice a bite and is a lure that stories will be written about for years. So come to Anglers International Resources, 1272 East Dundee Road in Palatine, and pick up a Bessie from Daiwa and make your own fishing history. If you want to stay in the know on the latest outdoor news and information across America, go to Facebook/Chauncey's Great Outdoors and like us and become one of the sportsmen in the know with Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. Wren Lake Area Tourism at WrenLake.com. A little bit of heaven at exit 77 on Interstate 57. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
With the hand yellow, the bluegill boogie. Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie. You can't go wrong.
Return out. Well, welcome back, everybody, to the show. And I just want to say that we're having way too much fun at the All Canada Show at the Kane County Fairgrounds. And what can I say? When you had people like Sarah Trampy there and, of course, Mr. Jim Crowley there and many other people and some great lodges, you need to come out, have some fun, talk a little bit of fishing and stuff like that. Let's get to the Aiden fishing report because, you know, he was swimming with the manatees last weekend, you know, and didn't tell his grandpa about it until he was on his way home. But his report is sponsored by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. And here it goes. It says, Papa, we went to the Grand River and saw some steelhead swimming, and the old guys said the fish have lockjaw. They weren't biting. I don't know. I think they were not fishing so well. Maybe the guys need to go back to school to learn how to fish. Oh, Ada, don't tell them that. We went then to Big Blue Lake and saw ice fishermen in 5 to 7 feet of water fishing the green weeds and getting some nice bluegills. They even let me catch a few, which was a lot of fun. But I didn't take any home. I left them there with those guys because they were going to eat them for dinner, they said.
Weather's going to warm up next week, so I don't know how long the ice is going to hold up in some of the small lakes, but I'll keep you posted for next week's show. Your fishing magician and hockey star, Aiden. Okay, Aiden. And the Aiden Fisher Report is sponsored by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Let's talk about some action around us here. Perch action is doing pretty good on the lakefront yet. They're still picking up some nice fish on 87th Street and Navy Pier. But if you're going to be fishing the area now, they still get those lake trout. If you're finding lake trout, you need to have a long handle net. You can't horse a lake trout that could weigh anywhere between, 8, 9, 10 pounds straight up with the line you're using for perch. It's going to snap. So have a long handle net with you. You'll do much better. Remember that. Out on the chain of lakes, they're catching a lot of bluegills and stripers through the ice. We're talking some nice fat fish, too. That's a good sign. It's going gangbusters kind of like since Wednesday. And we're going to hold on to it as long as we can because it sounds like we're going to get a little bit of a warming trend also right after the weekend here. So please remember that. We got a report that anglers that know how to use tip-ups properly. I love this guy who sent me this one. Anglers who know how to use tip-ups properly are getting some walleye and pike up on the chain of lakes. And once again, they're fishing the green weeds area because if it doesn't have green weeds, get out of there. You need to find those weeds because that's producing the oxygen underneath the ice. Oh, we got that. Hey, I really hope you all come out to the All Canada show and have some fun with us at our booth. And, we're playing games with the kids that are at the show. We ask them a question and they can win some Mardi Gras fish beads. And they're getting a big kick out of that. I even have gifts for the ladies at my booth. Yes, if you're coming to the All Canada show, I got a little, it's a old school gift that I found. It's a toy, I guess you would call it a novelty from back in the 50s and 60s that I saw online, and I said, oh, the ladies are going to have fun with this one. So stop by my booth and we'll give you one. Okay? And we've done that. Next week is, believe it or not, we'll be in the studio. And then the week after that, we'll be at the what? The Tinley Park Show. Yes, the Tinley Park Outdoor Show is coming at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. It's about 184th and Harlem Avenue. So I want everybody to come out to that. We'll be talking to the gentleman who's running that show, and we're going to see how much fun we can have down there. Because you know what? Oh, we had so much fun at the Tinley Park Show when it was at the high school. This is a new venue outside this high school. Let's see how much fun we can have there. We did that. I'm trying to make sure we get it all covered here. And once again, the show in the King County Fairgrounds is running on Saturday and Sunday, today and tomorrow. Okay, so check the online and check other things to come on out and have some fun. And they've got food there and all kinds of neat stuff. And yeah, Labatt Beer. I can hear the flute playing, so that means we're coming to the end of the show right now. And I always like to leave you with a Native American proverb. This one comes from Chief Dan George. May the stars carry your sadness away. May the flowers fill your heart with beauty. May hope forever wipe away your tears. And above all, may silence make you strong. Wow, that's a good one. That's a very good one. And once again, please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we're catching, the perch, the lakers, the bluegills on the chain, the, stripers, everything. We're borrowing it all from our children's children. We'll see you next week right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out to All Canada.